55 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan. Good morning, Sherry. Better late than never. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Lori. I apologize for being late.
No, it's okay. You have a very busy, hectic schedule. And last night we had a somewhat unusual occurrence where the Fairhope City Council meeting was scheduled kind of at the last minute because of a lack of quorum.
It was. And yeah, it's the first time I can ever remember that happening in my history with the city.
Me too, yeah.
But we had actually a couple council members who had to be out of town for work. One was scheduled to be out of town. And then we had one that was ill last minute and just really did not need to be at the meeting. And so, again, it just created a situation where we were not going to have a quorum. And we actually had to call the Alabama League of Municipalities and like, how do we handle this? You know, because it's something we're not familiar with and something we certainly don't make a habit of doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just realizing this is 19 years this month for me here at WABF. And since I've been on the radio, I don't recall that happening.
Yeah, no. I'm like I said, I've been with the city for almost 20 years on and off and just never remember this happening. So it's few and far in between.
But it's been rescheduled.
It has been.
For Friday, March 4th at 8:30 in the morning. And this meeting was already rescheduled because it was to take place Monday night. And
correct.
We have the
Mardi Gras parade. That's right. And it was hard to find a time to be able to do it because today it's also Mardi Gras and we thought maybe we could get some folks back today, but yeah, anyway, just a lot of challenges to overcome.
That's okay, and we don't need to run over it much because I would have probably be talking to one of you before that next meeting, but I know you're excited that the Symbol Medical Clinic has opened, the City Medical Clinic, and then on the agenda was to reach an agreement with the city of Foley, was it, to be able to use theirs or Riviera
That's
Utilities?
Correct. So the Symbol Clinic is a network of clinics that are positioned all throughout Baldwin County that service mainly governmental agencies. So Baldwin County, the city of Foley, Riviera Utilities, the city of Fairhope now. So this gives us the opportunity to be able to use the other clinics in the county. So our employees will be able to use, there's a clinic in Robertsdale, there's a clinic in Bay Minette, there's one in Foley, and then we'll have our clinic, and the same thing with the people who work for those organizations. They'll be able to utilize the clinic here in Fairhope. So it's a great opportunity for for employees who work for these governmental agencies.
And remind us why it actually saves these agencies money in the long run and is convenient for the employees.
It is. It is also, it's a cost effective for the employees as well. But the Symbol Clinic helps these governmental agencies by managing some of those chronic conditions and making, healthcare really accessible to our employees. So we're self-insured. So anything that we can do to save money on healthcare is really important. But for the employees, they're able to go in. They have to make appointments just like, anywhere else. But they don't pay a copay. And they also, they keep some of the maintenance medications, not narcotics or anything, but maintenance medications on premise there. So if I were to go in and I had a sinus infection, they could give me my prescription and I would leave with that. So it's really helpful for the employees and really time efficient. Also, you don't lose as much productivity for your employees because they're able to go in there, get treatment for whatever it is. If they're not contagious and they can stay at work, they get their antibiotic and they go back to work.
Saving time and money.
Correct.
And man hours.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Also yesterday, the city announced that City Hall is going to be, the drive-through at City Hall is closing today at noon. I'm guessing that's for parade preparation or what?
It is. That drive-through area is there behind the Civic Center, and there's a restroom trailer there for the members of the parading organizations. There's catering trucks. Sometimes some of the members will park there if they're decorating. It creates kind of a traffic nightmare in that back area. So what we've done, we'll close the drive-through at noon today. It'll be closed all day Monday, but we will designate that spot in the front of the Civic Center where the drop-off box is, specifically for somebody who just wants to pull in, drop off their payment, and then leave.
Okay.
So we will designate one spot for that at City Hall.
Okay, and we've got two parades. Well, I was going to say this weekend. One's tonight, one's Monday.
Right.
But it may as well be a weekend.
Right.
And how did it go with our other parades? Is everything set?
It did, yeah. It went.
Weekend.
It went really well. You know, we're barricading a lot more of the parade route than we have in the past, which is huge for us. Really makes it a safer parade for everybody. There was a little bit of snafus with the cabling, the areas that we did have to cable. You know, in the past, since we've had a Mardi Gras parade, we have a lot of new employees, and so retraining those people, or even retraining the older employees who are not, have gotten out of the practice of the barricades and the cabling and everything. So we had a few things, but for the most part, everything went really well. We were able to you know, pull off that parade with, you know, no accidents of our employees and no major snafus with the police department. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was good. A lot of people in town, and both for the MMOR and the KOER. So we're just looking forward to tonight and Monday.
Order of Mystic Magnolias is Monday, Maids of Jubilee tonight, and the Clydesdale's still scheduled to be in there.
They are. Okay. They're still scheduled.
Very good. Anything else we need to know about Fairhope Mardi Gras?
I don't think about Fairhope Mardi Gras. Again, I would tell people, you know, keep your road rage at home. Pack mm-hmm. your patience when you come into town. We know that people get anxious or excited to be here, but, you know, parking is always a challenge for folks, so I just tell you to be patient.
Well, I'll tell you, the city and the police department have done an excellent job of getting out there concerning the closures, where to park, suggestions of where yes. to go and how to do to try to keep the frustration down.
Trying to.
And the crew of tow trucks from yes. not having so many vehicles right. to tow. So I've been telling everybody, go to the city or the police Facebook page, or of course we share it as well,
right.
before they head out for the parades. Right.
We were actually, I was standing downtown for the MMOR parade, and there were some people in from out of town, and they had seen the 2 o'clock, the streets close, or you'll be towed. And they were like, y'all don't really tow people, do you?
Oh.
And I was like, just hold up, you know, and wait for the tow trucks to come in. And unfortunately, we don't like to do that. That's not. We try our best to find those owners. We walk the streets. Mm-hmm. We tell the stores. The tow trucks come in early. We let them sit there with their lights flashing. And inevitably, we have to tow people. And I just really hate it. And I think, you know, people get upset, especially when they're visitors to our town. But it's necessary for the safety of the people who are watching the parade mm-hmm. and the people who are in the parade.
Do we happen to have a crowd estimate for Saturday or Saturday night?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not. It was large, though. I know.
Very large. It seems like that now that the daytime, the dog parade, the Haven parade, mm-hmm. the Mystic Nuts and Revelry has as many people as at night. So
it does. And we've got to do a better job of possibly barricading that route as well. That's something right. we're going to be looking at next year, you know, being able to do that, because the crowd just kind of inches in and there's only just a small narrow opening for the dogs and for the walkers. But we always do after action reports, and mm-hmm. so that's something we'll do. We'll sit down as a team and discuss that.
Okay, good. And speaking of discussing, there's been months and months of discussion of the comprehensive plan, mm-hmm. and it culminates next week with two meetings that are a little bit different. You're going to get into group models, if you will. Tell
That's
us about
right.
that.
So on Thursday, March the 3rd, from 6 to 8 at the Nick Center, basically we will split, they call it a charrette. So we'll split everybody into multiple groups based on topics and stuff, and you will prioritize the list of recommendations people have, you know, what they want to see in Fairhope, what they like about Fairhope, what they don't like about Fairhope. So we're really encouraging people to attend that. The workshop team will be there, and this will really help us with our end product. So it's really important. We've said from the beginning that this is a citizen-driven process, mm-hmm. that we have as many people, you know, come to these meetings as possible. And I think when all is said and done, if I'm not mistaken, I think we've had about 1,000 people participate in the survey, which is really good. So either in person or online. So mm-hmm. I think people are going to really, you know, appreciate the results that they see, and they'll see some common threads in the topics.
That's good. And then there's another meeting in which a plan will actually be presented, or a plan.
That's correct. On Tuesday, March the 8th, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Fairhope Civic Center, we will actually present that plan. And again, there's times for dialogue there. So if, you know, if there's questions people have or there's other comments they have, we encourage you to come to any of those meetings or visit planfairhope.com and leave us your comments there.
Yes, planfairhope.com. The city also released a conceptual idea of what could be a gateway to the Fairhope Pier, an entrance marking. And I've seen lots and lots of comments concerning that. What?
Just looking at the amount of people and yes, comments and everything.
There are thousands, hundreds, and thousands of. Some are like, great, I choose plan A, B, or C, but it seems like most people are saying no.
Yeah, and this was, you know, we have told the public that we would want to engage them in some of this work that we're doing down there. This area will probably, you know, the upgrades that we're doing on the pier will be like the railing, some of the lighting. The fountain will basically go back in the same footprint. some of that kind of stuff. So we really wanted an opportunity to be able to engage the public on some of this and see what their thought is. Me personally, not as the mayor, I don't think we need anything. I like the idea that you mm-hmm. drive down there, you see the fountain, you see the beautiful water.
That seems to be a popular opinion.
That's what it is. I'm not really in favor of the archway. So, you know, we decided we were going to put it up. We're not responding to comments. We're looking at the comments. I mean, we have council members who are looking at them. You know, the staff's looking at right. them. So we're taking all that input. And when we... In March, we will be presenting the plan to the council in a public meeting, which in the public will, you know, be able to be there to see some of that. So, again, I don't know what's going to happen. There's an internal restore committee that we meet with, and then we'll meet with the project team to talk about it. But I personally am not in favor of any kind of visual obstruction mm-hmm. of what we already have there. So we'll see.
But folks are encouraged to give their
Absolutely.
Opinion. And I really love the fact that y'all yeah. are just asking yes, for so many opinions.
We're trying to. That's one of the things that we really want to do is engage the public. I know this is a very you know, passionate
topic
yeah. for some folks. So again, we want to be able to engage them, and we welcome their comments.
One of the comments even said, well, I hope they're going to keep the Rose Garden in the roundabout, because there was a time there was a conceptual plan that didn't, but y'all have restored all of that.
We're basically people are going to see the same footprint that they see now. The traffic pattern is going to change a little bit, and some of the parking will change a little bit, but the fountain will be left there, the Rose Garden will be there. We're going to make every attempt to pull some of the rose bushes that are up there now and be able to reuse all those. We're going to probably plant them somewhere else in the interim. Hopefully we don't stress them too much. But yeah, we're going to maintain a rose garden. We're going to add a restroom facility, add some additional walkways, fix the bulkhead.
Sidewalks, that was going to be my question, like mm-hmm. through the park itself,
Correct.
Around the duck pond, some
Correct.
Sidewalks maybe? Okay.
Not around the duck pond, because okay. it's not the north end, it's just the south end right now.
Okay.
So we'll probably change some of the configurations of the sidewalk on the south end. And we're going to repair that bulkhead.
Mm-hmm.
Probably do more a connector between the two sidewalks. Something, okay. but not, you know, not drastic.
Okay. All right. Well, what else would you like to cover before we run out of... I see. As I'm scrolling through our Facebook page, the city posted a couple of weeks ago mm-hmm. about what will be a comprehensive electrical upgrade. I'm scrolling to it
right.
now.
That's the 46 kV line that connects our substations.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the substation on Nichols that has been reworked, and the substation that's going in on Morphy. So that 46 kV line will upgrade and have those, will create interconnectivity between the substations. So there is the possibility that you'll see some folks in your neighborhood doing some tree trimming. We're
right.
going to make every attempt to not, you know, harm any trees and not have to take anything down. So we've actually even rerouted some of the project to make sure we can save some significant trees. So you will see people out there trimming some trees. You'll start to see some contractors from East Bay Electrical
okay.
in the area doing some work. But if people have any questions, you know, they're welcome to call the city and ask any questions about that. But we wanted people to know, you know, from Morphy from Church to Ingleside, Nichols from Wisteria to Commercial Park Drive, Morphy from Highway 98 to Bishop, and Bishop from Morphy to Edwards. And this is all on our Facebook page and also on our webpage, that, you know, you might see people there trimming trees.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much. I know we had to rearrange and reshuffle our schedule this morning, but I appreciate you making it. And for those just tuning in, Fairhope City Council meeting from last night was rescheduled to Friday morning next week at 8:30 due to a lack of quorum. So we hope everyone, you had one ill, two already scheduled to be out of town.
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mayor. And
thank
happy
you, Lori.
Mardi Gras.
Thank you. Happy Mardi Gras. And thank you for being flexible with our schedule.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
We do what we can for sure. Thank you. It is now 8:55.